Kite Flying, Arian Farhat, from Flight, Nightingale and Sparrow, Issue 1. Kite Flying. With a sheath of golden feathers guarding its underbelly and a feared reputation, the golden eagle soared over the dusty dry lands. Perhaps my family looked up once in a while and saw it circling overhead, a blessing, a curse, or a spell in reverse. But they must not have seen it. My father would have had his head swirling with stress over the paperwork for his family to journey to the new world. My mother was in another neighborhood, studying, working at a smaller office. My aunts were too tired and dehydrated from the long walk from school to home, past bazaars with the aroma of turmeric and kebab, scarves dangling around their shoulders as they fought for the chance to learn. My grandfather had much anxiety over whether or not he could travel to the office for work. If he was caught, my grandmother was worried, raising her kids in such a world knowing she wasn't able to get up to help her youngest as they stood on a step stool to make dinner when they should have been out playing. No, my family was chained to the ground, souls bound to the duties they had to themselves, to their family. Their only hope of flying was when they occasionally passed the kite flyers, for in all that sorrow, one thing let them soar above their worries: the Afghan art of kite flying. My father was a champion. When he wasn't studying, he was kite flying, kite rising. He took his place among the golden eagles, soared to infinity and forevermore. It would be many years after my family would fly to the new world, leaving behind their home in hopes of a better one, a new beginning. And then I was born. And for them, for my father, who worked from the morning sun to the evening moon, for my mother, who came to this harsh new world with a pocket full of English words, for my aunts and uncles, who defied everything in order to study and catch their dreams, for my grandfather, who sacrificed everything, and for my beloved grandmother, who dared to do the difficult, the dangerous, the impossible, in the name of love, I fly for them.